Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, we're joined now by Brendan Foudy, the head coach of the Pedelec Christian Girls basketball team, recapping the 2024-2025 season. Coach Foudy, thanks for joining us, and kind of an interesting year for the team this year. Just overall, if you look at the season from a whole, what's kind of the initial thoughts or the reactions, things like that, that you have following a season, having, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks to kind of gather your thoughts on the year?
Yeah, I think, you know, ultimately I'm extremely proud of our girls and the way that they battled throughout the year. I think it was a season of adversity. You know, there was multiple different times throughout the year where we had to face the adversity of multiple different injuries, and girls did a really good job trying to battle through and fight through the rehab and recovery that they were tasked with. And so that certainly presented its challenges. And you know, I think looking back, you wish you would have been able to see more games and have more games where we were at full strength, because, you know, you think back to the beginning of the year, we were playing some really, really good basketball. And the truth is, we just had to learn how to play with a new group quite often throughout the year. And at times that didn't allow us to get into a rhythm. And, you know, we struggled to find some flow offensively at times when, if we were at full strength, I think, you know, that team would have been capable of some really awesome things. And that being said, we did do a really good job just adjusting to whatever situation was thrown at us, whatever the lineup was that we were going to put out there. So ultimately, really proud of our kids. We were disappointed that we fell short at North Mahaska, feeling like if we could get past that one, we probably had a pretty good chance of fighting our way to get to state. But you got to win the best teams to get there. And credit to North Mahaska for getting it done that day. But that one's always going to sting a little bit.
It will. And one thing I wanted to touch on too, because you talked about that adversity, there was one point in the season where it really kind of stuck out to me there. It was right after Christmas. You had that stretch against Newton, Pella, Knoxville, and then Dallas Intergrimes, Indianola. And it really felt like that was the biggest stretch of adversity this team faced this year. You had Jessa DeVries injured, Chloe Snyder injured. You had some kids with Winterum that were out with a couple other injuries. And it was just like, man, how much more can this team take? And this team was just consistently resilient. Went up to Dallas Intergrimes, gave them a good fight, knocked off Knoxville pretty handedly, battled really hard against Newton. What can you just say about the team's relentless attitude to not let that adversity just break them in times, especially like that, where it could have been too much?
Yeah, well, it's a huge credit to our kids. You know, when the adversity started striking us, we initially talked a lot about you being thankful for the adversity and allowing it to help us grow. But quite honestly, it got exhausting. You know, it got tiring talking about the adversity, because we wanted to be able to catch a break. And you're right, there was a stretch in the season where it just felt like we couldn't catch a break, whether it was, you know, Jessa's injury or Chloe Snyder's injury or Chloe Nickel kind of going through some ups and downs with injuries. And so that was a really hard time, but I do think that our kids responded extremely well. And although it challenged us in being able to find consistency throughout the season, I think it did give opportunities for girls to really take some big steps forward and be put in situations that maybe they didn't expect to be in this season that will prepare them immensely for the future.
And you talk about just the way that it just mentally prepared them. I mean, you talk about the way that they finished the season. I know that there were some games that maybe didn't result in the wins coming the way that you guys were hoping they would, but obviously it really kind of prepared them at the end of the season. Talk about the character of those girls to turn that adversity into the strong finish that you guys had, where you played a really great game against, I believe it was number 4 in the state at the time, Dallas Intergrimes, and a ranked Pella squad in their gym, and as well as, you know, a big opening round against Colfax Mingo in a raucous environment at North Mahaska.
Yeah, I mean, the character of our kids is tremendous, and regardless of what was thrown their way, everybody just continued to show up, and there were certainly plenty of times when our kids could have given up, and even if that doesn't mean quitting, you know, they could have mentally given up and decided to call it in for the year. But I think our kids always knew that our team could be special and that the group could be really successful if things were able to click, if we were able to get healthy and You saw some flashes of that early at the beginning of the year, and even with the girls stepping in unique situations, you saw flashes of how special the group could be. And then I think you saw it again at the end of the year. And I think about that first quarter against North Mahaska. There's probably a point in that first quarter where I felt like we were probably going to stretch that lead out and run away with it. Unfortunately, not having the consistency throughout the year, I think, really hurt us in that moment where, North Mahaska went on their run and we were never really able to get it back in the momentum back in our favor. I'm just really proud of the character of our girls and excited for them, for all the girls that stepped into opportunities that they weren't expecting to. That, I really do think for their growth in the future, that's going to pay off big time for them.
I think it will too. And let's talk about some of those individuals that really stepped up. I know we've mentioned a couple of names already, but I know one girl that took a huge leap this year was an Addie Van Arendonk, really kind of became a steady presence for you guys inside. I know Ava Breams off the bench too had a really good season. When she was able to get on the court, Jessa was a very big contributor as well. It felt like they really made strides this year that are going to benefit the program next year and in the next couple of seasons as well.
Yeah, Tyler, we could talk about a lot of girls. I'll hit on the girls you mentioned, but Addie had a great year. She was just brought a lot of energy for us this year and really bought into the things we were coaching her and working on with her. And you saw that pay off at the end of the year where things started to really click for her, and that's going to continue. She's going to continue to grow. Ava Breams, another girl who, I really felt like she took a step forward with the intensity we asked her to play with. And she obviously probably would like to see her role expand, and she's going to have the opportunity to do that. But she had another great year of growth. And Jessa, obviously, you look purely at the statistics in the limited time that she had this year, and you don't have to watch her for very long to recognize that she's a special talent. She can absolutely shoot the lights out when she gets into a rhythm. And I just pray for her that she's able to stay healthy moving forward and be able to enjoy the last 2 years of her high school basketball career with hopefully without any injuries.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to Brendan Foudy, head coach of the Pella Christian girls basketball team powered by Hy-Vee. Got to talk about two of the leaders for this team, the Keck Marinsky sisters. I know it's going to be weird for them. Faith watching from the sidelines next year as Rachel transitions into her junior year. But two girls that for the last 2 years, while you've been coaching them, they've been very consistent presences. They've been leaders on the court, and just the ways that they could take over games, it feels like at times for the Eagles. What can you say about their ability to play with one another, with that sibling connection, but also just to be able to lead this team in spite of some of the things that this team faced this year?
Yeah, you talk about the sibling connection. It's funny. It just makes me think of some of the moments where you can kind of see it in their eyes, where they're talking to each other without using any words. And that truly was fun to watch and fun to be a part of, where they did have a cool connection. And so, it's kind of starting with Faith. She just was a tremendous leader for our program and shouldered so much responsibility throughout the 4 years of her time in the program. And obviously, I was only a part of 2 years of that, but just the growth in those 2 years. To her credit, she put in so much work, and she was dedicated to making herself a better player in whatever way she could. And so it's really fun to be a part of that. And she, she's a really unselfish player. You don't have as many assists as she does if you're a selfish player. She's never hunting her own shot. There's probably times where we wanted her to take more shots. And that being said, when you're shouldering the load of all the ball handling duties like she did, that can be hard sometimes. So just really proud of the season that she had. And it was definitely a result of a lot of hard work for her. Rachel is obviously a special talent and just really fun player to watch with her athleticism, her explosiveness, the way she can change the game on the the rebounding on the glass, and defensively can probably guard just about anybody, any player on any team we face. And then offensively is just starting to come into her own. And I think, that's what's exciting to me when I think about Rachel, is that she's gonna continue to get better because her work ethic is tremendous, and she's got so much untapped potential offensively that I'm excited to see her continue to develop. And Tyler, we could go on and on with multiple girls. I think of Chloe Snyder too, who can absolutely shoot the lights out and is an offensive weapon that can score at multiple levels, and I think she's going to continue to blossom. And it was fun to see stretches this year where she really started to take over some games.
I was just going to even get to that because the future of this program is bright. I wanted to make sure we touched on the siblings there with it being Faith's final year. But just wanted to come back and touch on a few more girls because there were some other girls that, you know, they kind of rode a little bit of those waves. I know we mentioned Jessa earlier, but Chloe Snyder was one that you just alluded to. Chloe Nickel came in kind of after Christmas following an injury that kind of derailed the first part of her season, but she really found some big minutes, as well as a Bryn Runner, Sophia Slachter, Ava Nickel, some of those girls who maybe didn't, maybe the expectation wasn't that they were going to play big roles, and they did play some really big roles down the stretch. What can you just say about how big that stretch of the season was where they were playing big-time minutes for their development going into next year?
I think the biggest thing I'd like to say is just how proud I am of that group. You know, when Jessa was injured and then when Chloe was injured, you really have a group of guards, and you included all of them, right? Ashlyn Vermeer, Sophia Slachter, Bryn Runner, you know, Chloe Nickel, that really stepped in and honestly had to be flexible because their role looked different just about every night, depending on who was out there. And so I was really proud of them. You know, I think Chloe Nickel, to highlight her, just dealing with some of the injury things she's gone through, her mental toughness was incredible, and her ability to just show up day in and day out, not really knowing what her body was going to allow her to do. And she really stepped into a really important role and played really well at the end of the season for us. Bryn Runner, you know, she stepped into a huge role when Jessa went down and took on the starting role and you know, did a really good job complimenting Faith in terms of ball handling and make sure that we were able to break pressure and things like that against the tough teams in our conference. You know, I'm proud of Ashlyn Vermeer for stepping in some huge moments when we absolutely needed her, and she did a great job and, you know, kept a positive attitude. Obviously, the transition from JV to varsity basketball can be pretty huge, hugely different at times, and that can be very difficult. And yeah, you mentioned Ava Nickel too, and she had some really bright moments where she was able to flash what she's capable of. So yeah, it was exciting for those girls. I think it's going to pay huge dividends for this program that they have that experience moving forward.
And Coach, I know that this isn't necessarily probably the time to go full deep dive into this, but do want to mention it because it was announced this week that you're going to be excited to see this program continue to develop. It'll just be from a different spot on game nights next season. You're going to be transitioning to coach the boys next year. But looking at this team and what it's meant to you to lead this program over the last 2 years, just maybe give us some insight on what it's been like to take over this program, be able to lead them to two successful campaigns that saw them win double the amount of games they have won the 2 years prior to you being there, and just being able to kind of help bring a resurgence to girls basketball at Pella Christian and find that success that you guys were able to find over that time that you were there.
Well, it's been an honor to be the leader of the program, and I'm just extremely grateful for the opportunity, but also just for all the people that have been a part of it as I've been in the program for the last 2 years. You know, I think of our middle school coaches, our youth coaches, our high school coaches, our all the players, obviously, and parents and families that pour so much of their time and effort into the program to help us to be successful. And, you know, it's been a ton of fun to lead the program. And obviously this decision has been really, really hard for me because I've poured so much of myself into this program for the last 2 years, and I'm extremely passionate about it. And I will continue to be extremely passionate about the program. So, you know, it's really difficult, I think, is the first thing I'd say. I'm just really grateful for the opportunities I've had to build relationships with these girls and to help see them grow. But I think the exciting part to me is that, you know, I feel like the program is in a good spot and there's momentum. And you know, I told our girls today, that's not momentum that I built, that's momentum that they built by showing up and just buying into a vision and continuing to work. So by no means is that going to stop just because I'm no longer going to be their coach. You know, we're going to identify a strong leader to take over the program, and those girls are the ones that built the momentum, and they're going to keep it going. And so I'll be their biggest supporter, biggest fan. Obviously, on game nights, I'll be focused in a different way, but I most certainly will be cheering them on and wanting nothing but the most success for that program. And it's going to be bittersweet as I make this transition, but I'm excited for the girls that are in the program to continue to keep this thing moving forward.
I knew you were gonna be their biggest supporter, their biggest fan. I have no doubt of that. It's gonna be fun to see your reactions as we're up in the broadcast booth watching the games and see you watch the fruits of what's been built over the last 2 years. Coach Foudy, always appreciate your time. Looking forward see what the girls' basketball program has in the future years and seeing what things will look like with the boys' basketball team. We'll talk about that here in the coming weeks or days, things like that. But appreciate your time as always, and best of luck in the offseason as you switch roles.
Yeah, thank you, Tyler. I appreciate your coverage as always.
Absolutely. That was Brendan Foudy, head coach of the Pella Christian Girls basketball team, recapping the 2024-2025 season here on today's Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.